yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The show travel ban of the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to the West Asia region earlier this month came with an announcement of the plan to hold a conference in the Polish capital Warsaw in mid-February. In the words of Pompeo, the upcoming gathering would mainly discuss ways to confront what he called Iranian activities in the region.
But we want to make sure all the options are open as that political discourse begins, from Asia, from Africa, from the Western Hemisphere countries, Europe too, the Middle East, of course. Countries will all come together to focus on a Middle East stability and peace and freedom and security here in this region. And that includes an important element of making sure that Iran is not destabilizing influence.
According to the Polish Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, invitations to the conference have been sent to more than 70 countries. However, Iran has not been invited, despite being pivotal to security in the Middle East. Observers say that's because the conference is basically aimed at demonizing and marginalizing Iran. Poland's decision to co-host the conference was interpreted by Tehran as an act of hostility towards Iran. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi said the great human heritage and relations between Iran and Poland should not be ignored and destroyed through a short-term and futile political measure. Ghassemi added, it looks like Poland has ended up on the path of the White House's anti-Iranian behavior and policies as a result of the United States' promises and pressures. The relationship between Tehran and Warsaw dates back to centuries ago. During World War II, impoverished after invasion by Britain and the Soviet Union, Iran welcomed more than 100,000 Polish refugees. Right now, some 400 Polish companies are lining up to get into the Iranian market. Iran made it crystal clear to Warsaw it was risking a big opportunity by courting Pompeo and his silent partners. Mohammad Javad Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, tweeted, a reminder to the host and participants of the anti-Iran conference. Those who attended the last U.S. anti-Iran show are either dead, disgraced, or marginalized. And Iran is stronger than ever. The Polish government can't wash the shame. While Iran saved Poles in World War II, it now hosts a desperate anti-Iran circus. Shortly after Iranian officials' reactions, Poland's deputy foreign minister traveled to Tehran to resolve the dispute and ensure his Iranian counterpart that for Poland, this conference is not against any country. Analysts believe that holding a conference in Warsaw is because Poland, led by a right-wing populist government, is a long-standing American ally that has better relations with U.S. President Donald Trump than other European powers. The U.S. has 900 troops in Poland on a NATO rotation, and Warsaw has requested that America establish a permanent military base as a bulwark against Russia. Despite the fact that the American officials labeled the Warsaw meeting an international one to be attended by a large number of world diplomats, only a few days after the statement about the event, doubt was cast on massive attendance, contrary to what the Americans have promised. In fact, Pompeo's attempt to drag the EU into the anti-Iranian confrontation is running into some difficulty as it got only a lukewarm response from the EU bloc. Federica Mogherini, the EU foreign policy chief, has said that she will not join the event. The French foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, will possibly not join the meeting. Germany and Britain are yet to finalize their level of representation at the conference. The foreign minister of Luxembourg, Jean Asselborn, earlier said he had no plans to take part. Some regional countries like Lebanon plan not to participate in the event either. Moreover, Russia has snubbed the invitation, saying Moscow will not attend the so-called Middle East Security Forum, which is merely meant to shift the international focus from the real crises gripping the region. Russian ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told the UN Security Council on January 22nd, attempts to create some kind of military alliance in the region, holding different conferences and focusing on having a simplified unilateral approach to the region that is clearly linked just to Iran, is counterproductive. Moscow claimed that the Warsaw Conference will not cover basic problems in the Middle East, particularly the Arab-Israeli conflict and its core element, the Palestinian issue. Even Brussels, as the EU capital, has opposed a tense policy of Washington which seeks to end the two-state solution and pave the way for implementation of the deal of the century, a plan that reportedly aims to finalize recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as the Israeli capital, recognize the Israeli illegal settlements, and deny the Palestinians the right of return. This appears to be one of the covert goals behind the Warsaw meeting, as some of the Arab states' leaders are scheduled to attend the meeting along with the Israeli regime's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With the absence of Mogherini as a top EU diplomat, the uncertainty surrounding effective presence of the European powers, and the deep gaps between the Arab states and various regional cases, what is clear is Washington's inability to get the favorable results from the Warsaw Conference to build an alliance against Tehran. The Warsaw Conference is the latest attempt by the U.S. to put more pressure on the Islamic Republic. In addition to pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal and reimposing sanctions on the country, the Trump administration has been trying to form a kind of Arab NATO to confront Iran's influence in the region, but has proved a total failure, as it has failed to solve the Qatar crisis, which has pitted Saudi Arabia and its allies against this tiny but oil-rich country for more than 18 months. It's hard to imagine this conference persuading the rival Arab states to take practical steps against Iran. Moreover, if Washington is really going to find the roots of instability in the West Asia region, it should look itself in the mirror and review its alliance with some of the Arab countries, in particular Saudi Arabia. In fact, the key destabilizing factor in the region over the past two decades is the mushroom growth of the Takfiri terrorist groups, with Wahhabi ideologies under various titles of Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Daesh, and Nusra Front, and others.
What have we done wrong in the region? Did we support Saddam Hussein? Did we support the Taliban? Did we support Al-Qaeda? Did we support Daesh? Did we support Al-Nusra? Did we try to strangulate Qatar? Did we imprison the prime minister of another country? Are we bombing the hell out of the Arab Yemenis? What have we done in our region that we need to change? Just let me know. I mean, you talk about regional policies as if it is Iran that is making all these problems. I just mentioned a series of incidents over the past 40 years in which one Iran was responsible. Just give me one example.
The White House calls Iran a destabilizing force, while the world testifies that Tehran's cooperation to destroy Daesh terrorists in Iraq and Syria has improved the security situation in the region. Surprisingly, it finds the Saudi aggression on Yemen and the Israeli attacks on Gaza, which so far killed thousands and displaced millions, stabilizing measures. Right now, widespread objections have forced the United States to backtrack on plans to stage a two-day conference in Poland, focused on building a global coalition against Iran. According to The Guardian, the conference is now being described as a wider brainstorming session about the Middle East. In recent years, anti-Iran conferences have been held either by the so-called Mujahideen-e-Khalq organization, known also as the MKO, an opposition group with many terrorist attacks on its track record, or some Arab states under the name of the so-called GCC, attended by top U.S. politicians, none of them successful in practice. The change of emphasis in the coming gathering signs that the U.S. is trying to prevent the conference from turning into another fiasco, where no serious results come out against Iran.